as you'll know, if you've been in the prayer meetings recently, that I've spoken once or twice in our midweek meetings from the book of Romans, because I've been reading through it recently. And when I was finishing it, I mean, I've read the book of Romans on a number of occasions, but I was struck by a little expression that's used in verse 3, Romans chapter 15 and verse 3. For even Christ pleased not himself. You know what it's like when you're reading the Bible, and if you're a regular reader of the Bible, sometimes you get so used to reading a thing that you see it and you've obviously read it before, but if you stop and think and go over your reading prayerfully, I think the Lord impresses certain aspects of a particular chapter or indeed a verse on your mind. And this is a verse which has been on my mind. I wish I could preach on it some Sunday. I'm not going to do that on Sunday morning or Sunday evening, but I think it's a good thing to think about this morning at the Lord's table. Even Christ pleased not himself. I've said before, to an occasion, that the little personal words in the Bible, the personal pronouns, are very important as well. We all know what is said about Jesus on the road to Emmaus. Jesus himself drew near and went with him. We know what it says in 1 Peter, don't we, about Jesus dying, who his own self bare our sins in his own body in the tree. Many times that personal pronoun is used about Jesus. It says Jesus himself stood in the midst. It says in one scripture, Jesus himself baptized not. Jesus himself knew what he would do. Jesus showed himself again, John 21 verse 1. Jesus himself, he gave himself for our sins, Galatians 1 verse 4. Ephesians 2:20 says Jesus himself is the chief cornerstone. It says he hath given himself for us, and the purpose that he might present the church to himself, a glorious church. The word tells us, doesn't it, that Jesus is a real person, and that Jesus is a real Savior, Jesus himself. But who is he? Well, John tells us that he is life in himself. That's a divine attribute. That's one of the many divine attributes that he has. And yet, Christ pleased not himself. Who is Christ? He's God manifest in flesh, isn't he? And yet, God manifest in flesh pleased not himself. Just the reading of it strikes you as rather remarkable, doesn't it? Christ pleased not himself. If Christ pleased himself, he would never have come in the first place. And he would have had a right to please himself. None of us could have argued with it. If Christ pleased himself, he wouldn't have gone. He would not have come in the first place. If Christ pleased himself, he may have stayed in heaven and enjoyed the unbroken praises of angels. Never had to suffer one moment of pain or sorrow of any kind. If Christ was pleasing himself, he would not have been a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. If Christ wanted to please himself, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. The world of iniquity wouldn't have been laid on his shoulder. And yet, he who is God, who had the right to please himself, my Bible tells me that he pleased not himself. That's why we're here today, because Christ didn't please himself. Instead, he made it his purpose in life in pleasing God the Father. And you know what God the Father said about him on more than one occasion, publicly? This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He said it at his baptism, when he was fulfilling righteousness, as John's Gospel tells us. He said it in the Mount of Transfiguration, this is my beloved Son, hear him. He said it again, in a sense, when Christ rose from the dead. He was saying to the world, this is my stamp of approval upon Christ's finished work. He pleased God, and because Jesus, rather than pleasing himself, pleased the Father, we have salvation today. Now, what's the lesson for it from us? Well, if Christ didn't please himself, neither should we please ourselves. Sometimes I get worried about the state of things religiously in England, because there are so many pulpits, and I know there are several in our own denomination that are shamefully empty, and there are others in other denominations which are empty too. And you do get worried, and sometimes you think, Has every young man that attends a Christian church, have they never thought about the call to preach the gospel? Are our pulpits empty because too many people are pleasing themselves? It's a tragedy. All the troubles that happen in this world, whether difficulties that the church faces, not necessarily all of them, but a lot of them anyway, and a lot of troubles that we face ourselves in life, and a lot of trouble that comes to the sinner, all the trouble really that comes to the sinner comes because the person pleases himself. But Jesus didn't please himself. And he says here, "We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbour for his good, for even Christ pleased not himself." I'm just going to leave it there. I can't say anything more. But I trust that the impact of Christ not pleasing himself will get home to our hearts this morning.